Hola.
How you doing, Chad?
¿Cómo está?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Ah, yo te quiero, Tennessee.
Ah. Oh, ¿qué pasa? Tell us, I guess we could talk about that first. Tell us about the name change. What
no,
sparked that?
No, I don't want to talk about the name change, guys. I want to talk about football, please.
It's coming. But let's get this out the way, if that's okay.
No, I don't want to talk about the name change, please.
Well, which name will be on the back of your jersey for
the game? I don't know.
What'd you think about Keith calling you Alto Cinco?
Man, tell Keith that I hit him in the mouth, you know? Like, for real, like, personal. We can take it off the field.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
You know him a little bit? What's the background
man,
there between you and
man,
Keith?
Man, Keith and I, man, we've been good friends for the past, what, maybe 4 or 5 years. You know, one of the better linebackers in the NFL, man. I love him to death. And just watching film on him and the rest of those dudes, they got to be at least top two defenses in the NFL, man. They look really good.
They're going to be coming up there looking for some payback this weekend, you think?
Yeah, I would think so. After, you know, we were really good against them last year, you know, but I think about them having to play that Monday night, then come right back down and play Sunday, you know, Sunday, that following Sunday, you know, with a short week and them just playing a game Monday, you know, so I really don't take too much credit for that, with them not getting the proper rest and the proper practice that they needed, having to play another game.
Yeah. We got to see you get behind the television camera up there last time we were up there. What kind of stuff we got to look forward to this year from you?
You know what? Nothing right now. That was somewhat in the middle of the season. You know, we were already rolling. And right now, you know, it's too early to do any of that stuff, man. Once we get clicking as an offense, things are going right. We winning some games. You know, that's when I'll emerge. But right now I have to stay quiet, just make sure I do everything right and be consistent as possible.
Chad, when you're a high-profile guy in the NFL, somebody that everybody knows, somebody that's marketed like yourself or like Vince Young, how much extra pressure is there on you to perform week in and week out?
There's no pressure in this. I love this. This is one of the reasons why I do so much talking and so much what most would call drawing attention to myself. You know, so it forces me to play at a high level. It's not pressure. You know, what pressure would be if Bush called all of us and told us that we had to go to Iraq. Now, that's pressure because we don't know what in the world we're supposed to do at war. But when it comes to football, this is something we all been doing since we were young, man. So there's no pressure in being able to go out and perform.
But that sounds like your take. Do you think other guys take it that way too?
Well, not really. I had that talk with Coach Lewis, you know, about some of the ways that I approach the game and some of the talking that I do, and he says it adds and puts pressure on other people, but the way I approach the game and the way other people approach the game are completely different. But my whole take is it's football. It's still football no matter what I say, no matter what you do. They put their pants on the same way we do, so, you know, it's no different.
Do you see it weighing on other guys, though? I mean, you have a good ability to not let it bother you, but do you see it weighing on the minds of other guys?
You know, the way some of the coaches have put it to me, not just here, but, you know, in the offseason, people I've talked to, they say it does. Some people don't like the attention, and some of the things that I've heard, I call it silly. Not from my coaches, but in general, that it forces the other team to play at a higher level, forces the opposing the player to play better. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, he's no robot. Either he's good or he's not. You know, either he's going to accept the challenge and win your individual battle. I mean, it's just an excuse to me.
In terms of how do you bounce back, though? If you have a game where you got, say, 2 catches for 10 yards,
mm-hmm.
How do you bounce back from that the next week and just put it behind you?
Easy. Like week one, Baltimore game, I don't know what the... Unbelievable. You know, I gave Rex Ryan gets 2 thumbs up for what he did last week, you know, but I put that behind me. I just go and just focus on, you know, week two, and this week is Tennessee, and it doesn't get any easier.